Hello everybody and welcome to the Self-Help University. My name is Devin and I am your host, and guys, I'm so happy to be here because this is something I've wanted to do for a long time, and it's something I'm very passionate about, and that is the whole idea of self-help, personal development, and especially just helping other people realize they can improve themselves. You know, I think a lot of people just live their day-to-day life. They wake up, go to school or go to work, and then come home, eat their dinner, go to bed and repeat the same day. And I think when you get into the whole idea of self-help and personal development, you realize that there's a lot more to life than what you initially understand. And when you read into, you know, a lot of these books and you watch these motivational speeches and stuff like that, you're like, wow, there's so much that I want to accomplish. And I guess you realize a lot of things in yourself. I guess for me, I realized that I wanted to be more productive with my time and stop wasting so much time. That was so amazing because the first book I ever read on self-help was called Essentialism by Greg McKeown. It's called, Essentialism, The Disciplined Pursuit of Less. Basically about, you know, instead of having priorities, you have one priority and you accomplish it. Saying that, there's so much stuff out there and so much information and so many books and stuff like that around personal development and self-help and just basically trying to better yourself. And for someone who's trying to get into self-help and personal development, it can be quite intimidating, you know, especially when I started to get into this whole personal development journey about a year ago. All I was hearing was, you know, you need to read The 48 Laws of Power by Robert Greene. You need to be reading, you know, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Or you need to be reading, you know, Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People, you know? But for me, I decided to take it kind of step by step. Everyone has this misconception about books when it's like they hear books and they're like, oh, school, homework, college. You know, no one really wants to go near books. And then a lot of people are like, I don't have time to read books, but I have time to, you know, binge watch all of Stranger Things. You know, and I did that. I binge watched all of Stranger Things season 3 with one of my friends straight through. That's perfectly okay because I still made time to do my other stuff, but you know, a lot of people do stuff like that and then they say, I don't have time to do stuff. I don't have time to go to the gym. There's so much time in the day. If you go to sleep for 8 hours a day and then you work for 8 hours a day, you still have 8 hours in your day to do whatever you want. You know, there's no excuse to say you don't have free time. And I know obviously people's situations differ depending on your age and stuff like that. I guess it's easy for me to say since I'm 19 years old, I'm on summer break from college. You know, I'm not an adult. I don't have a job. I don't have a family. I don't have children or anything like that to be taken care of. But everyone has things that they can cut out of their life to make time for something more important. That's the bottom line of what I'm trying to say. And that's what I'm trying to promote with this whole podcast as well, is that you can improve yourself, you can make that change, you can lose that weight, you can do all these things. And I guess when people hear self-help, maybe kids shows, I'm not too sure, I think I remember, you know, a lot of times you'll see this one lady or this one guy reading a book of how to lose X amount of weight in, you know, 10 days, or how to get massive muscles in 5 days, or buy this supplement and you'll get absolutely ripped muscles, you'll be like a Dwayne Johnson stunt double, you know what I mean? And I think that really numbs down the whole idea of self-help because people are like, oh my god, you wasted money on a book? On a book? But the thing is, with a book, it's tangible. You can read it over and over and over again. And I recently picked up How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. It's a book that came out in 1937, so almost 100 years old, and it's got over 16 million copies sold. So that just shows that the information is still very relevant to this very day from almost 100 years ago. And I think I paid 13 euros for it in my local bookshop. It was 13 euros well spent, especially to show that like the information is relevant almost 100 years later. I'm pretty sure it's not just a one-time read. I'm pretty sure I will be coming back to it. So to give you guys an idea of my whole self-help journey, I started off reading Essentialism by Greg McKeown. It was a great read. I actually have 2 chapters left in it because I got so into self-help that I was like, I need more. I need more knowledge, more knowledge. And it's not that I've completely forgotten about it, because I know when I finish the other books I'm reading, I will go back to it. It's not as if I'm like, I don't want to read it anymore, and then I'm just going off watching TV or playing Xbox or doing random stuff like that. I give up a book to go read another book, and then I'm like, I'm trying to mix it up, you know, because if you're reading a book, especially because a lot of these books are based on one topic, like obviously Essentialism is based on time management, and then the book I'm reading now, which is How to Win Friends and Influence People, is obviously about social interaction. So I just like to mix it up, you know, and get bits of information. I don't want to be drilled on a certain piece of information, you know, for a month or 2 months, you know, when I'm reading that book, and then completely switch to something completely different. I just like to, you know, mix it up and keep it fresh. One thing I really realized is that books are such an untapped resource. And I know millions of people, you know, read books, you know, as I just said, The How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie has over 16 million copies sold. So to say that people don't read books is a bit of an understatement. A lot of people are saying, oh, books, school, homework, You know, people just have this idea of learning, and I think school gives people a negative impression of how valuable learning is. Because in school you learn a lot of things that really serve you no purpose, but there are a lot of things out there that when you learn they will be very useful to you and they will definitely prove their value to you. So yeah, that's basically it. I just wanted to give you guys, I guess, an overview of what the podcast is going to be about and what I feel about, you know, personal development, and I guess a bit about myself, because a lot of people are just like, go buy my ebook, go buy my course right now and you will have no more social anxiety, you will feel amazing, you will be making $1 million, you will be super productive and all this stuff like that, you know, and I don't want to be about that, you know. I want to, I guess, separate the valuable knowledge from the kind of buffer and filler knowledge that you see a lot of on the internet, you know, people making a quick buck and stuff like that. Yeah, I hope you guys did enjoy today's podcast episode. If you did, be sure to, I guess, subscribe or follow or whatever like that, because I know this podcast is going to be on a lot of platforms, so any way you guys can support the podcast, I seriously would appreciate it. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Have an amazing day. I've been your host, my name is Devin, and I'll see all you amazing people on the next podcast episode.